Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
6:44, 16 till 7. Tommy Tucker, thanks for joining us on this warm, humid Tuesday morning. Jan Moeller joins us now, Executive Director of Invest in Louisiana. How you doing, Jan?
I'm great, Tommy. Great to be with you.
I had a story that I was told people out earlier. A guy gets stranded on Mount Fuji, way, way up in the air, 10,000 feet above sea level. And then he had to go back. He forgot his phone and went back to get it and had to be rescued again. And I was asking people what the history was with cell phones. Somebody said, I've had 6 cell phones in 20 years. Yeah, I got my first one after Katrina. Still have all of them. Last phone I lost was a BlackBerry, so it's been a while. Somebody else said, never. Believe it or not, I have not lost a single phone ever, knock on wood, from somebody else. I lost mine in Walmart on Christmas Eve 2 years ago. And I got to tell you, Jan, if there is a time that you don't want to lose your cell phone, it's on Christmas Eve. And Walmart would not be the place. Have you lost cell phones ever or not?
I've left them places, but I've never actually lost one. I've forgotten them and had to go back, but never on Mount Fuji, Tommy.
No, and as crazy as it is, every time I go back to that Walmart, and it's been a year and a half, I still go check and see if anybody turned one in. Let's talk about this bill about absenteeism, because, you know, they got some commercials that we run about absenteeism, what a problem it is. They have a TV commercial that they're running, which is very good because it's this long scroll of names of kids that are absent from school, and it's a big problem, and we can talk about that, and then we'll talk about what this Louisiana lawmaker wants to do, which I think might be just a terrible idea. But let's talk about absenteeism in general. How big of a problem is that?
Well, it's an enormous problem, Tommy, and it's one that's actually getting worse. I live in East Baton Rouge Parish, and there was a report recently that 1 in 3 kids in public schools is chronically absent. That's more than 10 absences per year. And obviously, if kids aren't in school, they can't learn. And so this is absolutely a major problem.
Nearly 1 in 4 chronically absent last year, according to student data. I have a teacher and a family, and I know the challenges that the teachers face with, you know, is a kid coming to school? Where are they? What's going on? Haven't been here in a while. So it is the parents' responsibility to get the kid to school. This House Bill 185 by Barbara Freeburg in Baton Rouge would give schools money based on attendance data. But that, to me, seems ridiculous because you're punishing the school for something over which they have no control, and you're punishing the students that do go to school by taking funding away for the ones that don't go. Is this all as bass-ackwards to you as it seems to me?
Well, Tommy, I think you hit on it. And so let me start by saying I feel almost guilty criticizing Representative Barbara Freiberg. She's a local state rep here in Baton Rouge, and she's somebody who's been working on education issues for a long, long time. She was a classroom teacher. She was on the school board here in Baton Rouge for years. She was on the Metro Council, and since she joined the legislature, she has worked really hard on education issues, particularly early childhood education. So she's somebody who has a long record of really putting kids first. But I think the problem with this bill is exactly what you described. We know that absenteeism is a problem across the board, but it's an especially big problem in schools that serve a lot of low-income kids. It's poor kids who may have a lot of family issues and family dynamics that make it harder for them to get to school. Maybe parents lack reliable transportation. Maybe there's chaos in the home. There's all kinds of things that the school has nothing to do about. And you're right, Tommy. I mean, my wife is a third grade teacher, so I've been in a low income school here in Baton Rouge. So I hear about this every single day.
Same story, Jan. Third grade, same thing. And you hear the stories as well. The kids can't read, and they get the kids in third grade that
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Can't read, and they expect the teachers to teach them other things, which is hard when you can't read when you're in third grade. And I'm not criticizing anybody. I'm just giving you the audience a snapshot of what it is. And then you can't get the parents to take them to school. So what exactly is the teacher or the school supposed to do?
Well, that's exactly it. I mean, my wife literally just left for school, and there's really nothing that she can do. She teaches the kids who show up. And right now, the way the per pupil funding formula works is they take enrollment twice a year on October 1st and February 1st. Whatever the enrollment is in that school, you multiply that times the per student amount, and that's what the school gets. Now, maybe you have a class of 20 kids, but let's say only 15 of them show up on a particular day, or 12 because the weather is bad that day. It still takes the same teacher to teach that class. The costs of running that school don't go down. So I think the concern is if you start punishing schools that have higher rates of absenteeism, I understand that the goal is to try to give schools an incentive to do something about this. But I think really the problem, as you said, is really more societal, and it has to do with factors that the school really can't control. So the concern is you would actually reduce money going to the places where those resources are needed the most.
Yeah, let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. And the question is, what can the schools do? And I would ask the audience, if you've got any questions or suggestions here, Oakland Heart Jeweler Talk and Text Line 504-260-1870. Text, data, and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. You got to understand also what happens here is the kid misses 3 days, 4 days, 5 days a week of school. They can barely read. They come in and they're behind. So what do you want the teacher to do? Do you want the teacher to stop everything and go back and hold the entire class back so you can catch up the two or three students that didn't come to school? Or do you just want to skip them and just keep teaching the rest of the class? But guess what? The LEAP test is coming up, or just happened, actually, and you're going to be judged by that as well. And the scores for those that don't show up, I think, are a zero. Is that right, Jan?
I think so.
Yeah. So that's what you're judged on. So y'all would think there's an easy solution to solving the education problems in this state. You need to talk to a couple of third grade teachers to find out what the hell's going on. I really mean that. And Jan just told you from his wife, and I can tell you from my family member. 651 9 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 656, 4 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Jan Moeller, Executive Director of Invest in Louisiana, about the problem of absenteeism in schools, and it is a big problem that holds everybody back in a way, I guess. Jan, and this bill by the representative from Baton Rouge is misguided, and the only thing, and I don't mean to call her out or throw her under the bus for this, but Barbara Freiberg from Baton Rouge, she was a teacher. She's got to know. And what I'm getting at here, Jan, in my own way, is that there are things that will really help. There are things that will not help. She's got to know this is not going to do anything for absenteeism.
Well, again, I think I don't
mean to put you in an awkward spot, but
I think she's coming at this from a good place. But I think, and she said, I've heard her say she really just wants to spark a conversation about mm-hmm. how you do this. But the question is, what resources do schools need in order to try to reduce absenteeism, which I think everybody agrees is a problem, and taking away resources from the schools where absenteeism is the biggest problem doesn't seem like the right answer. Now, in California, they have a formula. You know, this all happens through a funding formula for education that mm-hmm. the state that BSEE, the Education Board, passes every year, and the legislature is supposed to approve it, though they haven't done that most years. California has a similar formula that is based on actual attendance, not just enrollment. But what they do is also give extra dollars to the schools with the highest needs, with highest poverty, more English language learners, more students with disabilities. But again, it's a question of what do you want the schools to do? I know anytime my kids are absent, if they're just late by 30 minutes, I get a text message from that school. I get a voicemail from that school. So schools are already doing what they can, but again, they can't control. They can't force a mom to put their kids on the bus. Maybe mom had to go to work a little early because a lot of parents are working two or three jobs, and those kids, it's on them. Maybe everybody doesn't have a mom and a dad to put the kid, get the kid off to school every day. So there's a lot of things that go into absenteeism, and I'm not sure this bill is the answer.
So other things making its way through the legislature that has other bills maybe that have your attention that could improve schools?
Well, I think the big question for the legislature right now, and let's just back up and say the schools, reading scores in Louisiana have improved significantly in the last couple of years. Teachers in public schools throughout the state are doing a heroic job under very difficult circumstances. They're in danger of getting a pay cut right now in the current budget. So the best thing the legislature can do is make sure teachers don't get a pay cut, that they renew the stipends that are expiring. And then let's have a conversation about how we get resources in the right way to the schools where absenteeism is really such a chronic problem and is keeping kids from catching up. And in fact, kids are falling farther and farther behind just because they can't make it to school every day.
Thank you, Jan. Appreciate your time as always. As my daddy used to say, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. We'll talk to Mike Bayham when we come back, Louisiana State Representative, about some bills that are making their way through the legislative session. And we'll talk to Keith Hinckley about the sediment diversion.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.